Three, two, one. Hello and welcome to Research VR, the podcast where we dig deeper inside the economic trends and research opportunities of virtual reality. Today, as we promised, we are on the CeBIT 2016, where we have catched few of the very interesting people here who have something to do with VR. First of all, Ivan Markov from VR Faves. Faves?
And Varko.
Varko, yeah, Ivan. Okay. Ivan Varko, yeah. And we have also Andre Weinhold from Each Ticks and Gunnar Gertsen.
Gunnar, yeah.
Yeah, from Coco Motion VR.
Locomotion
VR. Okay, I fucked up everything. But that's not
I write it more readable. Okay.
Good start.
That's fine. Don't worry. I mean, yeah, our audience has a good laugh. And we have our lovely co-host is Debski Christoph.
Yes.
Hello.
So, before we go on into our impressions of the CeBIT, maybe each of you guys can, in a certain way, describe in a funny or very entertaining way what you're doing, how you came to VR, and what you're doing here at all. Let's start from you.
Yeah, we do the least fun stuff here. We are just like providing VR ecosystem at VR Faves, and then we have this streaming platform for VR and streaming hardware. It just streams. The idea, how did we get there? Once I tried it first, it was just so incredibly great. So I just got there, and we have had some research in streaming, and we just decided to move in VR because it offers much more possibilities.
How is your Kickstarter campaign camera code?
Last week we have introduced our streaming web camera, virtual reality webcam at Kickstarter last week. Right now we have raised almost $6,000, and the campaign is go on. So if you are a developer from outside, you don't know where to start in VR, think about getting into VR streaming, and you can use our webcam for that.
That's impressive. We will put all the links, obviously, as usual, in the show notes. Now, coming to you.
Yes, hello, my name is André Weinhold from the company EachTick, as you have seen here before. And we are, have a premiere at this exhibition. First time for us to show our new product. It's called Guided VR. And the difference between all other VR systems is that we have an additional guide to the VR experience, so that the guide can see everything with the clients can see in their VR glasses. You can guide your customer through it, maybe change the color of a car, move the client around like he wants, and get interactive feedback based on that. You can do a very static approach, just like PowerPoint or so, to present your product or your visualization. Or you can add even very dynamic stuff to it, moving stuff around, which is very complex, and maybe you're not very good prepared for it at the beginning of the meeting, but afterwards or during the presentation, you can react immediately to your client's needs and what he wants to change. Due to the fact that we had our first presentation here on a big exhibition like here, the feedback is nearly overwhelming for us. Everybody likes it because people just sitting back, enjoying, relaxing the stuff, and just get guided with some people and just talk to them, feeling completely free without the necessary, maybe complicated stuff to control in the virtual world, like with gamepads or so, because some people don't have even experience with a PlayStation or so, and that was the key fact for us, that we want to have maybe some people which are maybe older or younger, or then they don't have a big experience for it, and until we will receive something where you can see have some motion tracking for your hands, yeah. So this is absolutely coming in the future, that's true, but I think the guiding experience or the guided effect will be not be vanishing by this. This will be absolutely an add-on for that, because you can remember, maybe you sit in Cologne, someone else sit in Frankfurt, and so on, you can see what he sees, and you can guide them, show your product, and so on. And even if the gesture detection also works additional to that, fantastic, no problem at all. But this will not stop us.
It makes great sense. Yeah. Definitely, it's very important people can interact together in virtual worlds, right?
Absolutely. Yeah.
So, coming to you.
Yeah, my name is Gunnar Jansson from Locomotion VR. Yes, and I'm doing different things in virtual reality because I'm doing software and hardware for virtual reality. So I'm here with my flying broom experience.
The Harry Potter flying broom experience?
Of course, not Harry Potter.
So many cool photos were made at your booth.
Yeah, it's of course not Harry Potter. It's, it's a magic flight. We call it magic flight, and of course everybody thinks of Harry Potter, of course. I've also the Harry Potter.
For the audience listening, we also have a 360 degree video, and you can actually see what's on the screen.
The most sexiest photos on this expo.
Definitely.
Yeah, you see it, yeah. And perhaps you can add some photos.
No, it's subconscious stuff like it's definitely Freud or stuff like that.
Yeah, but that's also a very interesting concept.
Sorry.
Yes, and the broom is there, the flying broom, and we have a second device there. Second experience is the ride on a windmill. You're inside a windmill, going up with an elevator, and you go up, and you are outside, and standing on the windmill. And my idea is to add additional hardware for the experience, for the immersion, to get a better immersion. So I'm working with force feedback, for example, and with the fan to do the wind on top of the windmill, for example. And that's my idea to bring a virtual reality to the people. On the one hand, of course, for events, for example, to rent virtual reality for events, but also for fairs, for example, like an eye catcher, and everybody who is here sees how eye catching works with a flying broom, for example, because there's absolutely the whole day we have a waiting queue there, and then people are waiting to get 2 or 3 minutes on the flying broom or on the windmill. So so VR works even from the outside as an eye catcher.
Yes,
so,
sure.
But I think absolutely very important and funny fact is to bring all senses of the human body together.
Yes.
Like with the fans and so on. And we tried something like that maybe in the car or so, that you sit in the car and we now put on this tree where you can smell stuff and so on. And do you smell this? You can't smell. So now you get, if you go into a kitchen and just put in a coffee there, because nobody sees the real thing, and they just...
Yeah, and I will do some things to smell. I will add this. I'm working on it at home, and it's a nice thing to have, of course.
No.
And it makes sense to do to have more senses in being involved in virtual reality, to feel, to have a better immersion, to have a better feeling in the virtual reality.
I mean, so what you guys are doing is really impressive. But the fun fact is, we in a previous episode actually announced to our audience, if you want to visit us, come out to our booth. But when people actually visited us, we haven't been there, so apologize for everyone who tried to visit us on the table but didn't meet us. We are showing there's some industrial applications that are maybe not as fancy looking as a broom, or not so impressive as a video camera, but are designed to improve the production flow of company employees for training and stuff. So if you're still around, visit all of us five and more. Just come by if you're listening, really save it. But now coming maybe to the discussion, what's your impression about the CeBIT right now? Especially in the context of virtual reality. Like, maybe you have been last year there, and I just saw 3 or 4 Oculi, nothing was there, no one was speaking about. Fun fact, right now, riding on the tram to the CeBIT, there were maybe 17, 18, 19-year-old students maybe already discussing, will VR be 10 years on everyone's face? And one was saying, no, you're crazy, everyone is so close in VR and they can't interact. And the other one was saying, no, it's a technology, it's the future. So what's your impression of the CeBIT, and how do you see it developing, into the business part and also in general?
So I think you counted it directly. So it's just overwhelming. Some people did not even heard about that, but they're coming here and always said, okay, I want to take a look at it. Mm-hmm. And I think by 100 people or so, there were 2 we said, no, it's not for me. And this is quite interesting because it's...
come closer to the microphone.
Okay, understood. Message received. Good. And that's very important that that people want to try it and they see and they feel it and they get the benefit out of it, to be maybe at a place or maybe flying at, over a certain terrain, so where they cannot be there. Video streaming is also very important. Later on, I think this will be also overwhelming in the next month. I think the Super Bowl was also transmitted over that. This is one big player for the whole business, I think, to see, to show them. And one very important player, I think, is Samsung, who's giving the Gear VR, absolutely.
1 million of those devices distributed.
Absolutely, really, really great. We saw, we will see what about the PlayStation VR. So I think it's also very big, important, because they are directly targeting the mass market. And if they reach them, maybe by 50% or so, then we are in a very good mood, I think.
Yeah.
And I think this year is very important to see that everything comes together and that maybe there will be some drawbacks in some other devices, maybe not. We will see, but I will compare it always like with the app development. 10 years ago, they said, I'm developing an app. For what?
What?
I heard about that, I don't know. So now even my mother knows what that is.
Sure, but I'm not so much worried about any one of you being successful with your VR business. I mean, I'm also, you know, totally in favor and enthusiastic about VR. But if I look around on this rather business-framed exhibition, I don't see a lot of VR here.
No, there's not so much.
Let's specify. There are not many exhibitors because it's not in VR specific. It's business. It's business to business. It has always been B2B, and there is no purpose for VR guys. Like VR guys have some really cool conventions. Actually, if we compare, I guess at IFA, I have made it to IFA, I have made it to CES. At IFA, there were some few. At IFA there were all the big players besides Oculus. There was HTC, there was Samsung, and there was PlayStation VR, so it's good representation. And there were some like five booths of smaller companies, but IFA, it's consumer electronics. At CES has the whole, like, VR was deeply integrated into CES. It's America, they are early adopters. And CeBIT, I didn't, like, we should not expect to see someone here because it's not.
Yes and no. Because
and then, let's finish, final sentence. But despite all that, I have visited a few halls which are strictly B2B, and those guys have VR application, just some simple demos, just to showcase stuff, and it's very simple, it's very primitive, because there are very cool stuff. There is Oculus Rift consumer version, and those who try it get it, but they try to experiment with it, they try to employ it, and it's good. It means that VR works.
So right now we are in the virtual reality development stage in the Pampers, right?
Emerging stage.
Exactly. But next year, I would say that CeBIT is going to be the indicator how well virtual reality is integrated, how sustainable virtual reality is going to be. Because just entertainment is not going to be enough of virtual reality. Because it's for wow effect right now, for everyone it's fun. But let's say, why would my brother or my mother have head-mounted display home? They don't want to play games. They are not gamers at all.
They will watch TV there, because at IFA, German television, I guess your main German channel, they have had some really good representation of VR. They demonstrated people films in 360, it's not even stereo, and old and young loved it.
Yeah, I agree. Although that videos would be cool.
360 degree video is, in my opinion, not really virtual reality. So but I'm a little bit disappointed. Like many people I met yesterday and today, and many people said we thought that virtual reality would be bigger here on the CeBIT, because the CeBIT is all should be an innovative thing.
Yeah, they pretend they are.
Yeah, pretend. You know, but they're not. The problem is that they're not really.
They're
not at all. Not more. Because in the 80s, and I'm so old that I know the 80s and the 90s, many things started here in Hanover.
Yes.
There were many things. So, and I'm a little bit disappointed too. To be honest. I thought that would be more here and more more people. Yeah, more people try to put it on, and more business people.
Yeah,
you know, but to be, we should say something. My idea was to come here to see, to show virtual reality to people, to business people.
Yeah, exactly.
That was because my idea is, I think, is we have to first show people what VR is. So you cannot do any business with people who do not know what virtual reality is.
And you can't have a way to explain what virtual reality is.
You can't explain. You can't explain virtual reality. You can't explain it. You have to show it. You have to use it. So you have to wear the glasses at least for 5 seconds. Then you know everything. It works.
Yes.
And that was my idea, to come to CeBIT, and I have some friends and some other small startups here, virtual reality, to do the same things. So this must be the first step to show people that they know, and the business people know what virtual reality is. And the second step for us could be to do business.
Yes. Yeah. Actually, in SAP Hall and the Hall 4, there is a use of virtual reality that is actually hurting us, our philosophy that we came here. Because what they are showing is they have Oculus Rift and the Zen camera on top of it. And they, by purpose, by design, made it in the way that the streaming from camera has half a second delay.
Yeah,
okay.
So what they want to say, they want to make a point, business life is better than the digital one, or the one over internet, or over...
Shame on you,
visualization. But
shame
what,
on you.
What people are saying there, at least, SAP.
Who does SAP? What is SAP?
SAP is one of the biggest project company management methodologies, even at this point. So they are a company, but basically everyone is developing for their platform.
Yeah, biggest IT company in Germany, I guess.
Yes, I think so. Yeah.
This whole project management project is
very huge.
Is it CIP or SAP?
SAP, like SAP.
I think everybody knows in Germany.
Yeah,
because I think also a very important fact would be the future with PlayStation release something, or if you reach a broader mass, that people don't get sick in a way. Mm-hmm. So this is exactly what you said, but if you get such a delay, it will hurt us directly. In the
great to frame the people to hate it even
they wanted this delay.
They designed it and said there is a half a second delay, so that you understand that the business life is better.
Yeah, but
no, business like live in the real time.
I hope that they're not saying this is virtual reality, but virtual reality to show this.
They want to show it, but it's too early to make this trick with virtual reality. You can't do this to virtual reality right now because people are already not trustful about it. It's like you would make autonomous car that just drives wrong. Right now.
Okay.
It only works if people would know what virtual reality is. So it's a simple second step up from first, for example.
You can change the direction that the wheel is changing your car when you're driving it yourself, because everybody knows how the car works.
Yes. Yeah.
But nobody knows how virtual reality works.
Yes.
Especially here on CeBIT, where people are rather interested in technology already.
It's some sort of exception. It's exception.
Yes.
I see this trend. I have exact statistics. Our VR traffic is growing drastically month by month. Mm-hmm. People are majorly going to VR with cardboards, and they want this VR experience. They are downloading apps. Mm-hmm. And fuck those guys. VR is going no matter what.
I'm just saying that here on CeBIT, this year, we have this one part that is in one of the most important halls here.
No. I don't.
When the most important people are going, so
SAP is usually visited.
Yeah, there's also
but
Microsoft
still,
there, and the biggest
it's
guys
their
are there.
Problem. It's not your problem. It's not VR problem.
Yes, it is, because I want to have sustainable virtual reality. I want to have virtual reality for practical purposes.
But
and then people who could get it from me are seeing it in the wrong light.
No, yeah, but the life, it's not okay.
Yeah.
If someone would show you smartphone in a bad way, its company gets itself bad reputation, because like few years later there are like 100 people saying it's cool, one person say it's not cool, 2 years later people, okay, why did those guys show me it's bad? So that's not the problem.
I would agree with him, especially, you know, well, yeah, they consider maybe the device it was their bad, but not the whole idea. I mean, there is so much publicity around virtual reality that is not even really paid, right? I mean, those companies, you know, writing articles about Oculus or implementing the stuff, they're doing it because it's fun, right? I mean, you guys don't expect to be rich in 1 year. You expect maybe to be rich in 10 years,
of course,
or maybe in 5 years, or maybe in 2 years. No. But you know, you could do another fintech and be rich in 3 months. You apparently, you know, have the heart in the right place of virtual reality, and you take a slightly slower, most likely more successful, but still slower way, you know? And you kind of do it because you're really, you know, in favor of it, right? So.
But I think also very important is, I read a line yesterday that someone said it's for virtual reality, it's easy to create a puke machine.
Exactly.
So that's exactly what you said and what SAP tries to achieve. I don't know exactly. So, and this is very important because maybe if you have a business software, you have a progress bar that runs through and it takes 4 hours, nobody cares. But if you make at least one mistake, too much delay, too much to do, then they say, okay, it's it feels wrong. So, and then you can easily lose people, because it's important.
But the problem is, I hear that for the first time about SAP and this, they wanted it this way. So, they wanted to show the exception from the rule, but to know that as an exception from the rule, you know the rule.
Yes.
You have to know the rule first. So, that's a problem, I think.
And there's no other...
Bad virtual reality, or people who have used it or tried it, say afterwards, oh, this virtual reality thing is, no, that's not for me, that looks... No, it was strange.
I had a few people I was, you know, targeting when they were walking by our booth, and I was saying, okay, test virtual reality, improve your workflow in, you know, engineering stuff. And then, no, I will puke instantly. Feel sick. I don't want to.
Let's see. It's perfect example of how evolution works. It's adapt or die, because virtual reality offers so much in data visualization, in in information perception, in educational, in learning, in communication. Yeah. Those who don't get it, they will be on the wrong side of evolution tree.
I agree with that. You know, it's like, you know, if you don't digitalize your company, okay, you can survive 3 years, but then you fail. You know, this whole CeBIT is in front of the huge lack of digitalization, right?
Yeah.
And if you don't use virtual reality, the same thing will happen to you.
It's what happens on Wall Street. There was those old school guys, financial guys, and now once mathematic guys got there, they brought supercomputers. They brought this all frequency trending.
Yeah.
There are no those old guys in suits. There are scientists there. It's the same as we are. Who cares? Like, if they don't get it, it's their problem. This technology is huge.
The question is, how many companies do it in the way that people don't get it? You know, it's
who cares? Yeah. It's technology. Look, it's technology. It's, if they don't do right, there will be some other guy who does it right, and they will get the audience. And I have, like, it depends. Yeah. I have seen, like, I have very good faith that there are right people having right vision for VR, and they are bringing it to life very, very soon. And thanks Oculus for bringing it, for doing it right. And Samsung Vizier VR, who HTC Vive also does great things. Okay, we have many, too many good examples to focus. Like, we have spent some 10 men.
Yeah, but it's also about, you know, not those huge super duper companies, but about us guys, right? I mean, this is my perception, that every of you is building one small, you know, what do you call it?
Important block.
Yeah, important block of the wall, right? Yeah, there is maybe one huge thing that is the Oculus that is holding some things, but without the wall, the wind can go through everyone is freezing, you know? So you all contribute to this huge, you know, success of VR in a certain way, right?
Ecosystem.
Yeah, it's a VR ecosystem. And in Europe, we still lack a strong VR ecosystem because our investment is not here. So any investors listening there, sell your house and invest in virtual reality. But
a little bit late. That's a problem. Well, a bit late in all things.
But
it's really a problem. So and it would be, you don't have to forget that the CeBIT is a very huge thing. It's very, very, very huge, and there are many people here, and many, many people from business just visit one fair in a year, and that's a CeBIT. nearly 50% of the people here, of the visitors here, are just visiting the CeBIT. Mm-hmm. That's the only fair in the year. No. So, yes, it is.
CeBIT is dying. Let's face it.
That's a different problem.
CeBIT is not dying. CeBIT is changing. CeBIT is not setting trends anymore. It's becoming a business.
It's local. It's not global. Next year, I won't be coming here. I will go to
I know
to
that you won't come, but you have more disruptive VR things. It will be SaaS or whatever, but business will stay here.
Okay.
Salesforce will still have this huge stand here. I don't know how much to spend. SAP will be here. Microsoft and CEO will do their business stuff. It's super boring, but it has to be done.
But it would have been a chance this year. That's my thing. It would have been a chance this year for CeBIT to say, okay, we have a special hall for virtual reality.
Yeah.
And we all would have the chance to go for free here. And there are so many other startups. I try to gather here other startups, and I talked to many of them, but they said, I don't know, it's expensive and I've got the money to go to several affairs or to do things. So I've talked to many of them, but if the CeBIT would have said, okay, we have there empty halls here.
Yes.
They would have had the chance to say, okay, come here. We give you some hundred square meters or a hall. You can come here. Yeah. All your virtual reality guys come here
things.
For free.
I mean, yeah.
Show your things.
How amazing would it be? Yeah.
And then we would have the same effect as on GTC. On GTC right now, they had to move all the virtual reality events to the biggest overcrowd. Hall, even called overcrowding hall, and the people were still sitting outside of the hall watching streaming because there were too many people interested in virtual reality.
But hey,
you shouldn't forget the GDC is this is just business, it's just for business.
I agree.
It's not for the normal audience.
I mean,
at least
we don't
it should
need
be.
The biggest hall here for VR, but
it would have been a start.
It would have been
to show something.
Or a simple trick, you know, you have this CeBIT Awards for the innovation. Why not make a virtual reality company win to draw attention? And not, to my perspective, random
climbing
that was totally not innovative from my perspective.
Well, maybe it is, but it's totally
maybe
not, you know.
Look, guys, I guess we are on the wrong track blaming one outdated expo who does not do it right, while there are so many. You just go to vrfaves.com, go to events 2016, you will find a list of VR events. Every month there are 4 or 5 events, and they are doing it really great. At CES, it was just amazing.
Yeah.
There was like the whole VR section there. In next week, we have Laval in France. There was also Vision Summit. Okay, like CeBIT doesn't get it. There are many people who get it right. And I guess for listeners, it's not interesting to hear how we whine about CeBIT. Let's say VR is great. I see. Okay. VR is on the right track, and
yes, and to be honest, one thing, I mean, we all met.
Yeah,
I mean, we standing in our booth had you come by. It was amazing. Some other people from VR came by, and then we came to you, and we all meet. We just did a fuck this whole CeBIT. We still have our connection apparently between VR enthusiastic people. You know, we will interview each of you, hopefully in one each episode, by the way. I'm really looking forward to it. You know, listen more about each of your products. But the cool thing is we connect.
Yeah.
And through VR Hubs, for example, too, or Fabs. And through the community, I mean, Chris was visiting Hanover, some meetup there, and I think he actually met Gunnar. And then yesterday we were in some other place here in the CeBIT, and there were some other companies showing VR stuff, and he also knew one from a meetup. So, you know, we have just our meetups, we have our local connections, it was fine. We'll just overrule them and we will have our own CeBIT.
Yeah.
VRBIT. I hear VRBIT.
VRBIT. Yeah.
Yeah, of course, there will be a German VR expo in the next future.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure.
Is there a forecast or is there something real?
The fun fact is we can do the Google exposition in VR, so we don't need a big hall.
Well, you know,
idea.
We have a big hall with just chairs,
but
and
yes,
then we give a cardboard to everyone.
No,
actually, that's how it happens. I have visited those few VR conventions. It's really like VR is game-changing how people seeing how people do business, and people are, because like there is so much opportunity, and there is like little to no competition, so we are just helping each other to improve our products for the win of the VR, VR idea.
Yeah. Okay, I think this is a really nice ending point. Unfortunately, Chris and me have to run. Maybe it wasn't. I was not particularly listening. I was looking so much. No, just kidding.
Shame on you.
Shame on me. As you know, guys, we have been recording in 360 exactly. You know, listen to each other, just bubbling their own business stuff. We have been recording in 360 degrees. You can check it on
YouTube.
Most likely YouTube. You should see it in the show notes. And on Twitter, visit us on our stand. Visit everyone here. How do... Where are you guys on the Tibet?
Hall 11, stand A, 38.
And you are?
38 as well, but 38, number but it, 5, yes. Next to
yeah, we were.
And comments. You are hiding here in between the corners and looking out for people who are interested in VR.
Just yeah, we are behind the scene.
Yeah, he's behind the scene, you know, behind the curtains, but sometimes he appears, so you might find him. Yeah. Who knows?
So come to Hall 11 and watch some VR.
Yeah,
and
just jump around in the car.
It was already posted on Reddit, this guy holding the stick.
Just look for Q standing there, just look for Broom. You can't miss it.
For the Broom, you can't miss it, sure. Okay, thank you very much. Thank you very much, Chris, for joining us once again.
You're welcome.
Being our lovely co-host.
Yes.
Thank you, everyone, and goodbye.
Bye.